Heavenly Father, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth, I will make known your faithfulness to all generations. Who in the heavens can be compared to you? Who is mighty like you, O Lord? Your faithfulness also surrounds you, for you have a mighty arm, strong is your hand and high is your right hand. O Lord, you are gracious to us, and so we wait for you. You are our arm every morning and our salvation in time of trouble. All our help comes from you, Lord, who made heaven and earth. How grateful we are that you continually draw us to yourself, that we might be strengthened for the work that you have called us to do for your name's sake. Lord, we just thank you for this precious gift of this hour to be sheltered in your presence and to enjoy the fellowship of this sweet family from coast to coast. We ask that you would just close the doors on the world to us right now and silence every distraction, that we may hear your heart as we open up your word and feast from this rich portion you have prepared for us in yourself. O Lord, satisfy us early with your mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us and establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. In your glorious high and holy name, Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the 9 o'clock hour. This is our time to adore and worship and praise our Lord and just shower him with our love as he showers us with his during this season. It's just a gift and a blessing to be with you all here in this sanctuary at Calvary Chapel, Knoxville, and just to stretch out our hearts and our arms across the land with our dear brothers and sisters at Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, and everyone who's joining us in between in the airways. We're just so grateful to unite our hearts with yours in this season. It's a precious gift from our Lord Jesus. This morning, again, we're going to be spending our time in adoration. Our 6 o'clock hour is a time to give our petitions to the Lord. We just want to begin our day just lifting up his worthy name and praising him and adoring him for who he is. And our lesson this morning is from this wonderful chapter in Isaiah, Isaiah 54. And it speaks of God as our redeemer and as our husband. And the lesson is that God has bound himself to us in this covenantal, eternal, everlasting bond that cannot be broken. And so we do not have to fear. Love is strong as death. You know, we know from the scriptures, Jehovah bound himself to Israel in marriage, and he did that at Mount Sinai. There, they pledged themselves to be faithful to the Lord. They said, I do. They gave their vow to the Lord that they would be faithful, a faithful spouse committed to him and his covenant. But history, from the history of the scriptures, we know that that was not what happened. They were an unfaithful wife, and Jehovah, their husband, had to pursue them constantly and draw them back to him. The one thing I want us to notice in Isaiah 54 is when you read verse 5, he says, but your maker is your husband. And he says this, the Lord of hosts is his name. And your redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. He is called the God of the whole earth. The name he attaches to husband is the Lord of hosts. This is the name, the banner that we're coming under in this season, Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, which is the militant name of God. It is a name that means, shows forth his sovereignty and his holiness, shows forth him as defender, the savior, the rescuer. So when we read this word husband attached to this name, we're showing it's a powerful bond that cannot be broken. And his love for us as husband is vigilant and it's militant. And he comes after us as a jealous husband, seeking our hearts. Song of Solomon says it this way. This is Song of Solomon, chapter 8, verses 6 and 7. Set me as a seal upon your heart, as a seal upon your arm, for love is as strong as death, jealousy as cruel as the grave. Its flames are flames of fire, a most vehement flame. Many waters cannot quench love, nor can the floods drown it. If a man would give for love all the wealth of his house, it would utterly be despised. So we see the strength of God's love for us. It is a fire. It is a flame. It is jealous. Nothing can quench it. You can read of two stories in the scriptures, which I encourage you to do, maybe your homework this afternoon. The story of Ruth, the book of Ruth, as well as the story of Hosea. In the book of Ruth, we hear the story about what the true kinsman redeemer does, how he comes and he rescues and redeems their relative. And it's a beautiful story of God's love as pictured in that, and how he is our kinsman redeemer and how he has saved us and rescued us. And in the book of Hosea, we find the story of an unfaithful wife whose husband has been called to be faithful to her and to bring her back. And that's a picture of our God's love for us. It's a picture of his love for Israel and his picture for us as his wife, his bride, the church. Hosea 2, 19 and 20, it says, I will betroth you to me forever. Yes, I will betroth you to me in righteousness and justice, in loving kindness and mercy. I will betroth you to me in faithfulness, and you shall know the Lord. That is the marital bond that God has with his people Israel. It's the bond he has with us who come to him through salvation, through the blood of Jesus. He binds us to him as his wife, his bride. That's what the church is. And so today, as we go to prayer, we're praising his name. And throughout this entire day, you know, the Lord is speaking to those who are widowed and widowers, to those who are single, those who long to be married, those who've been betrayed or abused in their marriages, to those, you know, who maybe never will be married. Whatever the case is, you know, physical, earthly marriage is in no way, shape, or form compared to God's marriage. And he wants us to raise up our understanding of it, and in no way diminish our worship of him as husband because we've been wounded or hurt, you know, deserted, betrayed in any way, because that's not who he is. And he's speaking to everyone who's ever been in those circumstances that he's your true husband. And he loves you with an everlasting love. And he will never depart from you. He will always be faithful. He will always care for you. He's engraved you on the palms of his hands, and he's pledged his love to you eternally. Nothing can separate you from his love. We read that in Romans 8. It says, what shall separate us from the love of God? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. He has bound us to himself eternally. Nothing can separate us. Once we come to Christ, nothing can separate us. He will always be a faithful husband to us. He will never leave or forsake us. He will never abuse or betray us. He only wants us to rest in his love. And that's what he's asking us to do in this season. Just come home, wayward wife, and rest in your husband's love. That's what he's speaking to his bride, his church. He wants to wash us in the water of his word, cleanse us. He's a good husband who wants to bless us. You know, we talk about how we view God impacts how we pray and whether we pray or not, how much we trust him, how much we believe in him. So today, as we go and we worship him and offer up our offering of praise to him. Let us think about him as our true husband, the one who is faithful, the one who is good, the one who is kind and tender-hearted. So this morning we're going to spend the sweet hour in prayer lifting up his powerful and mighty name and go to him as our true husband. So let's worship him in the beauty of holiness. You can come up to the altar and there'll be a microphone up here if you feel you want to kneel down and just lift up your praise to the Lord here and adore him. There's also a microphone in the center. I just encourage you to come and do that. Bring your sword, the Bible, pray scripture, pray your heart. Pour out your heart and love to the Lord. There's all the people who are joining us. They just want to join their hearts with ours to worship him and just to show he's worthy. He's worthy of our love. He's worthy of our adoration. He's a good and faithful husband, our Redeemer, Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts. Let's go before him now and pray. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, our Redeemer, our husband. Lord, you have loved us with an everlasting love. You have brought us to your banqueting table, and your banner over us is love. Tune our heartstrings now by your gracious, tender hand. We want to adore you with the highest praise, Lord Jesus. You are worthy of our love. You are always after our hearts. May you have ours today. All of us, our full hearts surrender to you. Your mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the clouds. Your righteousness is like the great mountains. Your judgments are a great deep. O Lord, you preserve man and beast. How precious is your loving kindness, O Lord. Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of your wings. They are abundantly satisfied with the fullness of your house, and you give them drink from the river of your pleasures. For with you is the fountain of life. And in your light, we see light. Oh, continue your loving kindness to those who know you, and your righteousness to the upright in heart. Oh, Lord, our hearts are open to receive your love. Inhabit the praises of your people this morning, Lord, as we adore you. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. O Lord, how great is your love for us. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord and bless his name. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations and his wonders among all peoples. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of peoples. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Lord, you are altogether lovely, the chief among 10,000s. Your name is like ointment poured forth. No wonder the maidens love you. O Lord, we love you. You have filled our life with good. You have been so merciful and gracious and kind. How tender you care for your lambs. You gather us up in your arms. You lead us beside the still waters. You carry us close in your heart, Lord Jesus. May we give you our love today and adore you for who you are. O God, you are my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. So I have looked for you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory. Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise you. Thus I will bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. And my soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall be filled with praise. Because you have been my help, therefore in the shadow of your wings I shall rejoice. My soul follows close behind you. Your right hand upholds me. My mouth shall praise you with joyful lips. Praise your holy name.
The Lord lives. Blessed be my rock. Let my God be exalted, the rock of my salvation. 2 Samuel 22, verse 47.
I will extol you, my God, O King, and I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you, and I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. I will meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and great in mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All your works shall praise you, O Lord, and your saints shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of all your power. Lord, we praise you, Lord. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and all flesh shall bless his holy name forever and ever. Praise the Lord. Great is the Lord, and most worthy of praise, in the city of our God, his holy mountain. Within your temple, O God, we meditate on your unfailing love. Like your name, O God, your praise reaches to the ends of the earth. Your right hand is filled with righteousness, Lord. I will hope continually, and will praise you yet more and more. My mouth shall tell of your righteousness and your salvation all the day, for I do not know their limits. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of your righteousness, of yours only. O God, you have taught me from my youth, and to this day I declare your wondrous works. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, and his mercy is everlasting. His truth endures to all generations.
Exodus 3:13 and 14. Then Moses said to God,
Indeed, when I come to the children of Israel and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they say to me, what is his name? What shall I say to them? And God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you. In Psalm 84, how lovely is your tabernacle, O Lord of hosts. My soul longs, yes, even faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself where she may lay her young. Even your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They will still be praising you. Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring. The rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion. O Lord of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. O God, behold our shield, and look upon the face of your anointed. For a day in your courts is better than a thousand. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he uphold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man who trusts in you.
Stand up and bless the Lord your God forever and ever. Blessed be your glorious name, which is exalted above all blessing and praise. You alone are the Lord. You have made heaven, the heaven of heavens with all their host, the earth and everything on it, the seas and all that is in them, and you preserve them all. The host of heavens worship you, Lord. The flowers sing your praise. The birds, Lord, they love you with abandon. Stir your hearts of your people, Lord, to sing your praise, to see you in the beauty of holiness. For you are a God ready to pardon and gracious and merciful. You're slow to anger and abundant in kindness. And you have not forsaken us, Lord. You, God, are gracious and merciful. O God, the great and mighty and awesome God, how great is your love toward us, Lord. Our hearts are full of your love. May we have lips that praise you, Lord. Stir our hearts to sing of the goodness of our God. We praise your holy name, Lord. You are worthy.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boasts in the Lord. The humble shall hear it and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. The poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all of his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them. Oh, taste and see how the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him.
In the day of my trouble, I shall call upon you, for you will answer me. There is no one like you among the gods, O Lord, nor are there any works like yours. All nations whom you have made shall come and worship before you, O Lord, and they shall glorify your name, for you are great and do wondrous deeds. You alone are God.
I was watching in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man coming with the clouds of heaven. He came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. Then to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom the one which shall not be destroyed. Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom, thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Great and marvelous are your works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O Lord, for you are the King of saints. Who shall not fear you? Who shall not glorify your name, O Lord? For you alone are holy. For all the nations shall come and worship before you, for your judgments have been manifested.
I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness. I will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouths of babes and nursing infants you have ordained strength because of your enemies, that they may silence the enemy and the avenger. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. I will praise you, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will tell of all your marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. For you have not forsaken those who seek you, Lord. Sing praises to the Lord who dwells in Zion. Declare his deeds among the people. We praise your holy name, Lord Jesus.
God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. Thank you for bringing your people together in one accord to worship you, to bow down before you, to offer you praise and glory and honor. You alone are worthy, O God. You are with us in our darkest hour. You are with us in our quietest time. You are with us in our celebrations. You are with us in our weakness. Thank you for rescuing us and calling us out of darkness, Lord. Forever we will praise your name for that alone. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for coming to this earth in flesh, for redeeming us, for setting us free. You are our God. There is no other. To you be all the praise, glory, and honor now and forevermore.
Therefore, my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will rest in hope. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. I will love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust. My shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. He sent from above and he took me. He drew me out of many waters. He brought me out into a broad place and he delivered me because he delighted in me. O Lord, you will light my lamp. O Lord, my God, you will enlighten my darkness. For who is God except the Lord? And who is a rock except our God? It is God who arms us with strength and makes our way perfect. He makes our feet like the feet of the deer and sets us on high places and teaches our hands to make war so that our arms can bend a bow of bronze. O Lord, you have given to me the shield of your salvation. Your right hand has held me up. Your gentleness has made me great, and you enlarged my path under me so that my feet did not slip. You have armed me with strength for the battle, Lord. The Lord lives. Blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. exalted, O Lord, in your own strength. We will sing and praise your power. You are holy, O Lord, enthroned in the praises of Israel. O Lord, those who seek you will praise you. Let your heart live forever. And all the families of the nation shall worship before you, for the kingdom is the Lord's, and he rules over all the nations. Lift up your heads, O you gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O you gates, lift up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. O Lord, I have loved the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. Lord, when you said to seek your face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek. You are my shield and my strength. My heart trusts in you and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices. And with my song, I will praise you, O Lord. Give unto the Lord, O mighty ones. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord is over many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. O Lord, you give strength to your people, and you bless your people with peace. Sing praise to the Lord, you saints of his, and give thanks to the remembrance of his holy name. For his anger is but for a moment, his favor is for life. Weeping may endure for night, but joy comes in the morning. You have turned for me, O Lord, my mourning into dancing, and you have put off my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to you and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks to you forever.
Dear Lord, we just thank you for today, Lord. And Lord, I just ask that these verses would be true of me, true of your church. Lord, we want your heart. In Psalms 119:97, oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day. Your commandments make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever mine. I have more insight than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the aged, because I have observed your precepts. I have restrained my feet from every evil way, that I may keep your word. I have not turned aside from your ordinances, for you yourself have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, yes, sweeter than honey to my mouth. From your precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Dear Lord, just help us to delight in you and to hate sin, Lord. Lord, to die to our flesh and to put on Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.
Rejoice in the Lord, O righteous, for praise from the upright is beautiful. Praise the Lord with the harp. Make melody to him with an instrument of 10 strings. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully with a shout of joy. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his work is done in truth. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. O Lord, we praise you for your goodness and kindness to us and all of your provision. You are a faithful and good husband. You have lavished us with your love. How truly blessed we are. Sing to God, you kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises to the Lord, to him who rides on the heaven of heavens, which were of old. Indeed, he sends out his voice, a mighty voice. Ascribe strength to God. His excellence is over Israel, and his strength is in the clouds. O God, you are more awesome than your holy places. The God of Israel is he who gives strength and power to his people. Blessed be God.
O sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all peoples. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the peoples are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts.
Oh, Father, we give you praise. You are Abba. You are the beautiful one, our comforter, our deliverer. You are everlasting. You are faithful. You are the good shepherd, the Holy One of Israel. You are the intercessor, the just judge, the King of kings, the Lord of lords. You are majestic. You are near to the one who draws near to you. You are omniscient. You are the presence behind the veil. You are Elkanah, that is, you are jealous for me. You are the resurrection and the life. You are my Savior. You are the truth. You are undefiled. You are victorious. You are the way. You are Yahweh. And you are zealous for me.
Blessed be the Lord, who daily loads us with benefits, the God of our salvation. Our God is the God of salvation, and to God alone belong escape from death. God be merciful and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us, that your way may be known on earth and your salvation among all nations. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you shall judge the people righteously and govern the nations on the earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Then the earth shall yield her increase. God, our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. O Lord, your name shall endure forever. Your name shall continue as long as the sun, and men shall be blessed in you, and all nations shall call you blessed. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who alone does wondrous things, and blessed be his glorious name forever. And let the whole earth be filled with your glory. Lord Jesus, we praise your wonderful and marvelous name. Amen and amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Blessings to all of you. I pray you go out in the joy of the Lord today. It was just a beautiful song today, all the voices being woven together. I just hear the Lord conducting a symphony across the nations. So just lifting up his praise. So be blessed, and I look forward to seeing you back here at noon. God bless you. Have a good day in the Lord.